The chairman of the Michigan GOP is on the line with us, Pete Hoekstra, and always a pleasure speaking with you, Pete. I don't know if you heard this yet, but the Republican National Committee and Donald Trump's presidential campaign have sued Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, along with two federal agencies and apparently others, alleging they improperly allowed Veterans Affairs medical centers and Small Business Administration offices act as voter registration agencies. Now, I've been traveling and I've been without access. This is the first time hearing this. Had you heard this, Pete? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I had not heard that. I'm not surprised. I mean, I'd not heard about the Veterans Administration, but I had heard about what the federal government was doing through the Small Business Administration. I mean, the jobs of these organizations are to service veterans or to develop small business, help small businesses grow and prosper. It is not to become a political arm of one of the political parties. So I'm not surprised.
Well, good point. Yeah, I was not aware of any of this, and this may be breaking news. Mike Parsons does a great job of following all of that. So now that I've gotten your ear on that one, Mike, see what else is going on there. And you're going to, are you in Milwaukee, Pete?
I am in Milwaukee. I'm just about, I'm waiting to go through security and, head to the convention at 1:30 this afternoon. I will propose that the Republican National Committee adopt the platform that was written by Donald Trump and that we passed through the platform committee last week, and tomorrow or today I will make that motion on the floor at 1:30 Central Time, so 2:30 your time.
Excellent. Good to know, and appreciate that very much. And we'll go through the platform in the if not today, in the days ahead. Let's get to the elephant in the room, the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. Where were you when you heard about it?
I was at home. We were just sitting down to have dinner with our kids and grandkids on Saturday evening, and I got a call and said, "Hey, Pete, turn on TV. It is unbelievable what's going on. They shot the president." And it's like, whoa. So, you go in the house and turn on the TV and see exactly what's going on.
Right. We happened to be at a wedding, and we were in the middle of nowhere and had trouble getting information, but Ann Thomas jumped on, she's our program director. She jumped on board, found a signal running around in a field somehow, and we got on the air with it right away with everything that was going on. Are you, you're shocked? Yes. Are you totally surprised, given that the Democrats have labeled him as Hitler or worse than Hitler in some of their words? And, back in the day, if you were a person that said, "Hey, by the way, I assassinated Hitler before he was able to do all those bad things," you'd be a hero. So some sick person like this kid, this punk, probably thought he was going to be a hero because he was taking out Hitler. Does this bother you, the rhetoric that has caused something like this?
Of course it does. I mean, this rhetoric is uncalled for in our political discourse. We have our political differences, but there is no justification ever for violence to enter into this equation. So yeah, the rhetoric is frightening and it's scary. And I'm sure that there are people that who study these things that can make a fairly direct link between the discourse that's going on and the activities. It'll be very interesting for us to watch and see what happens and what they discover after they go through a deep dive of this, attempted assassin, and they unravel his social media and all of those types of things to see if they can actually come up with a direct connection or what motivated him.
Well, it was divine intervention or just lots of good luck that the president turned his head exactly the moment he turned it. Otherwise, the nation would have viewed a horrific assassination if that hit him in the head where it was aimed and going until he turned his head and it caught his ear. It would have been unthinkable. It would have been horrific. And today we'd be in a different place all the way around. But I think now we need to hear from certainly former President Donald Trump about toning things down on both sides and people getting along and understanding, just as you put it, Peter, that, you know, we all have different ideas and we want to implement certain things and we want to support certain people, et cetera, et cetera. None of this comes to the level of shooting and killing our opponents in any way, shape, or form. That's just not
it. Yeah, and, you know, I know, Paul, that I'm sure, you know, you and your listeners have also talked about, you know, there is a family that woke up this morning where dad's not there. You know, my husband's not here at the breakfast table this morning.
That's the only name I want to hear on the radio. I don't ever want to hear or see the punk, sick little guy who did this. I don't need to give him any fame. Nobody should give him any fame by talking about him. For all we know, that's what he wanted. We don't know, of course, but that's what a lot of them have wanted, to get the attention. So don't give it to them. And you're right. Corey is just an unbelievable hero coming through this whole thing. I am so saddened that he had to be a hero like that to jump on his wife
absolutely.
And kids to save their lives. I'm sorry the whole thing has happened. When does President Trump speak, Pete?
Who knows? We're waiting for him to speak relatively soon and tell us who the vice presidential nomination is, who's going to receive the VP nomination. And we're supposed to vote on that this afternoon.
Yeah.
2:30 Milwaukee time, 3:30, in Detroit. And so, you know, that doesn't give us much more time. It gives us about, 4 hours before we're supposed to start voting on it. So, kind of in that way, it's kind of an exciting time right now to see exactly what the president decides.
Right, because it's official. He will announce it today. You'll be there, and we're going to make you one of our correspondents, Pete, our unofficial correspondent from the Republican National Convention. So when something goes on and you think we and our listeners should know about it, I want you to be in touch, and I'll have Mike Parsons talk to you about that. Thank you.
All right, sounds great. Hey, thank you. Have a great day.
The chairman of the Michigan GOP, Pete Hoekstra, here with Paul W. Smith in Focus on WJR.